part of Hospice 5 for Friday. I'm Helen Bauer.
And I'm Jerry Fincher.
The purpose of the 5 for Friday is to encourage you and inform you and to lift your spirits at the end of a busy week.
Have you ever had those occasions when you really just wish that you had a book that you could give to a caregiver and say, everything that you need to know about being a caregiver is in this book?
That's saying a lot. A book that tells you everything you need to know about being a caregiver?
Yes.
Yes, I've always wanted to have something like that.
I mean, there,
as a nurse.
Well, let's be honest. Most caregivers, personal caregivers, are not trained to do what they're about to do. They're walking into it completely blind. They don't really have any experience of this. Many of them don't. And all of a sudden, they're faced with a challenge. How do I do this?
Well, and I think every caregiver experience is that little bit different based on the patient. What if you had a book that seemed like it would cover all those circumstances, all those possibilities for the caregiving situation? We found one.
We have. We found a book. And we are going to say it right here. We recommend this book.
We do. It is an awesome book. It's called Living with Dying. It is an amazing, amazing resource.
Right. So the book was written by two authors, Yana Beecham and Katie Ortlip.
So the unusual thing about these women is their children grew up together. They had been friends. Yana is an author, actually, and became the full-time caregiver for her dad. Katie is unusual in that she's a hospice social worker, but she's also a nurse.
Yes.
That's a pretty dangerous
combination.
Pretty dangerous combination. So her agency began to care for Yana's dad. And in the time period that they were doing this, which was about 5 years ago, they realized somebody should be writing all this awesome stuff down. So they did.
This book was written by people who are experienced at caregiving. They didn't just do research. This was personal for them.
Right. So it was based on everything that Katie had seen as a hospice social worker and a hospice RN, and then everything from the caregiver's perspective that Yana was experiencing, along with the grief and the practical tips that are needed and the resources that can really help a caregiver.
Right. So this is a comprehensive guide to caregiving. So let's talk about what's covered in the book. They've divided it into four different parts. Part one is when they talk about the emotional, spiritual side, as well as the practical concepts that go along with learning that you're going to be a caregiver.
Part two is the caregiver's manual, which, of course, as a hospice nurse, that was probably my favorite part. It's almost like an index of all these different practical tips, how to care for a bedbound patient, how to turn them in position, provide incontinent care, all these different really actionable instructions. And it comes with bullet points that are easy to read and photographs. They're diagrams on how to do positioning with pillows for comfort, all sorts of things. Really, really comprehensive.
It is. And it literally is a caregiver's manual. Even if nothing else was in that book, I think part two is definitely worth it.
Yes, that could be the book by itself. And they even have that section marked with gray edges on the pages, so it's easy to find those pieces.
Right. And then part three is what they call the journey's end. It's about the death and the after death, what you need to do as a caregiver once the patient has passed. Some of those things that we don't necessarily think about until all of a sudden we're faced with having to go through the system and figure this out.
The business part of a death.
Yes. And then also about moving forward. How are you going to process your grief, your feelings, and all those emotions that go along with the loss?
And then part four is a resource guide. Innumerable resources. The whole book is like this. Different websites, different books. It's really just the most, I guess we can't say the word comprehensive too many times. It just covers everything that a caregiver might need.
So you can find out more about this book by going to their website, which is very simply livingwithdying.com. Their book is available on most book websites, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and many other websites. So you can take a look at their book and purchase it there as well.
So be sure and check out our website, theheartofhospice.com, for more resources about hospice, about caregiving, and of course about self-care. You can find our blog there updated weekly on Sunday.
And if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, then you'll also receive regular updates about our blogs when a new one is posted and about our podcast when a new one is published.
We'd love to hear from you, too. If you send us an email to host@theheartofhospice.com with any questions or comments or maybe a suggestion about information that you'd like to hear us talk about on the podcast, we'd be happy to send you a personal response. And if the podcast has been helpful to you, we ask that you take a few minutes, go into iTunes, and leave us a review. It helps us get more information about hospice out to more people.
Yes, and please share this episode or any episode with your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Let them know that this resource is available.
So remember, no matter who you are or where you are in your hospice journey, you are the heart of hospice.